Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
The Burt Show.
I am very excited about a doctor's appointment today, which you rarely ever hear, right?
Oh, you're getting your prostate checked?
No, I self-check now.
Attaboy. Get up in there.
You don't have the dexterity for that, but I love you.
And my fingers are really small. No, remember I told you guys that this was going to be the year that I really wanted to try to figure out how to quiet my mind? And I know this as fact, but I have to make it official before I can go down this journey of trying to figure out how to calm my head down, because I know I have ADHD. I just absolutely know it. And I've joked.
No, you've never been actually diagnosed.
The internet has.
And the studio has.
And the studio for sure has. And everybody in my life has. But I know this. Like, I've taken these tests and I joke about it, but it's honestly true that I've tried to take these tests online to prove to myself that I have ADHD. But 90% of the time, I haven't been able to get through the test because my mind goes other places and I start doing other things. I mean, that's like the most sure fact that you can have, right? So I finally get through one and it says, yeah, you certainly should look into this, right? But still, it's the internet. Who knows how credible it is? So from my former therapist, I got the recommendation of somebody that I'm going to talk to today to start this journey. And if he gives me sort of an official diagnosis, then I already have some herbalists lined up that I'm going to try to handle this ADHD thing with herbs. And rather than going on a medication, I feel very strongly about this, at least trying this before I put another synthetic drug in my body.
Herbalist.
An herbalist.
I think I have one of those.
You know, I mean, you know.
Well, good for you for taking, like, and especially, I think some people, it's like, well, I've gone so long like this. Why do anything about it now? Mm. But you're like, no, like you can still have quality of life wherever you are in your life. And you're willing to tackle this now. It would have been nice if you tackled this 13 years ago when I joined the show, but whatevs.
I think I've told you guys this before, that part of the reason why I haven't is that I thought it helped me in my career, is that we have so much multitasking going on here during the show. I got this computer and that computer. I have people in my ears and stuff like that.
Especially as the host.
As the host. And I kind of felt like, all right, I don't want to calm my mind down because this is making me pretty decent at what I'm doing. So I've put it off and put it off and put it off. But I wanted to ask you guys some questions, because there's some times where you do something and you live your life a certain way that you just assume everybody else is the same way. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you guys some questions here before I even talk to this doctor. If you are watching TV, just watching TV, it's you one-on-one with your TV, or you are reading a book, can you do that for long, sustained periods of time without doing anything else?
I can't. No. It got to the point with me where I actively now leave my phone in a different room than the phone I'm in so that I can actually try to focus on not moving and just watching what's in front of me. It's difficult for me to do.
It's difficult for me to do too, because I will catch myself. I will have my laptop open, I will have my phone open, and I will have the TV on in front of me.
It depends on the show for me. Like, if it's a new season of Bridgerton, or if it's an episode of Outlander I haven't watched yet, I'm dialed in. But if it's like a new show, this is why I'm so bad at getting into new TV shows. I get so distracted. I feel like unless I really know that I'm in for something good, I can't fully commit to it.
If you're just chilling out, right? Like, I found myself, because it was so nice out here the other day. I was like, 71 degrees, sun is out. I'm looking at myself in the mirror and my face is so pasty. I'm just, you know what, for half an hour, I'm just going to go outside and get some vitamin D on my face, right? So I am sitting there. There is nothing around. There is no distractions. But I can't calm my mind down. There is absolutely no peace in my melon whatsoever, right? Just going from thought to thought to thought to thought to thought. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. Thinking about things in the past, thinking about things in the future. Can you guys just chill and do absolutely nothing? Even if you're just like laying out by a pool?
No, absolutely not.
You can't either.
And I chalk it up to being a full-time working mom. So it's just like that mental load. And even when I go on, when we go on vacation, I'm not kidding you, it takes me a solid 2, sometimes 3 days before I can actually like start to chill out. Cause if I'm on a beach or I'm at a pool and I'm sitting there trying to read a book, everything in my head, like my to-do list is constantly running through my head and like what I have to do when I get back.
I'm the same exact way. My overthinking is through the roof. It keeps me from sleeping. It keeps me from like quality of life, just enjoying life. Even on vacations, I get close. On vacation is probably as close as I get to just letting my mind run free and truly being in the moment. But outside of that, I don't even get close.
Oh, yeah. I'm a catastrophizer. Like, if I think I have control over a situation, I cannot sit still until I feel like I've done everything in my power to handle something. Otherwise, I just try and numb it out with either sleep or ASMR videos on YouTube.
And I think that's pretty typical. That's why meditating is so hard for people, because sitting there and getting rid of thoughts and just chilling is incredibly difficult
to do. Impossible.
You have to train yourself.
So, okay, so we have four people in studio that consistently are saying we all have the same symptoms. So are most people like this, or just do the four of us have ADHD?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I've had a friend tell me, and my husband chalks it up to something else, but like I leave cabinet doors open.
Me too.
I leave drawers open. I will be in the middle of doing something and get distracted and start doing something else. And then I come back and I'm like, oh, I was doing that and I need to finish that. I will read. I'll be reading and I'll have to read the same paragraph over and over like 10 times if I get out of a rhythm so I can like get back into it.
We're the same person. It's exactly the this is why I think that I have ADHD.
Yeah, same.
But you're going through the same thing.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if I have it as bad as like leaving doors open and things of that nature. But as far as just not being able to concentrate or focus, I'm the only one in my friend group that seems to struggle with that. Everybody else, they seem to be able to turn their minds off no problem.
Really?
Like my husband did it the other day. Whenever I leave a knife or sharp object on the counter within like reaching vicinity of Jimmy, he takes a picture and sends it to me. And it's not like I'm actively trying to get, you know, to put my child in danger. I just forget I use the knife.
Yes, right.
It's one of those kind of things. And I try to get, I am trying to work hard on it, but I do feel like there are forces greater than me.
The ADHD gods, yes, and demons.
And I'm like, I can't help it. And it's weird to say that because people look at you and they just want to be like, yes, you can. Like, stop being an idiot and just don't do these things. And it's like, but it's not that simple.
There's this movie I've been telling you guys about for a couple of weeks that really touched my heart on a couple of different levels. And I think it's on Amazon Prime right now. It's called My Old Ass, right? And the very last scene of this movie is a girl in the middle of a lake, and she's looking around and she's taking in the scenery. And the way they have shot this, you could see that she's at total and complete peace. And I looked at that scene and I'm like, I want that. I think I have only felt that maybe twice my entire life. And I really, really want that. And I don't think I have the tools to do it.
So like when we were at the lake this past weekend, I remember I'm going to make a cup of coffee and I want to go out on the lake and just watch the lake. But then I was like, but what if it's too cold? So I'll take my jacket. And then I take my jacket. But then, ooh, there's a really good spot where you can put a heater on and you can read your book. So maybe I'll go out there and read a book. But then, ooh, the breakfast is ready. So maybe I need to go get the breakfast and then come out. And then I left my breakfast plate there and forgot to take it in to throw it
it away.
Yes, right. And the last thing that I've been thinking about also is that, you know, I'm on a very, very, very low dose of an anti-anxiety medicine that I've been on for 20 years, and I was supposed to increase it, but never really felt the need to do it. And my feeling on it is the only regret I have about getting on that little thing is that I didn't do it sooner. So now I'm wondering, like, yeah, maybe I should just get on this medication and I'll have the same thought that, why didn't I do this sooner so I didn't have all this nonsense going on in my head?
Can we do a buy three, get two free?
I was about to say, at this point, if it works, you need to let us know.
Yeah. Let's share a drug dealer, aka your pharmacist.
All right, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Don't give up comfort for style. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look good while feeling comfortable. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.